Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you today. Yesterday, we began to dive into, again, Colossians chapter 3, and we've taken up a handful of verses in the past in this section, and the Holy Spirit is shining a new light on it again. He's taking us deeper and deeper into what God is telling us. And something that we just stuck on yesterday is the idea of putting to death. I want to talk a little bit more today about how we put to death, but just coming to this idea that God has so much in store for us. He has so much in store for you. He has a great, amazing plan for your life. But in order to access it, we have to wade through sometimes our own humanity, how we're earthly minded, how we've been wounded by sin, how we've been wounded by others, and how God, in his perfection, he approaches us in that way, both with all gentleness and kindness and love, and also with great intensity. Great intensity about ridding us of the things that are blocking us from going deeper in God. That God has a great intensity and desire to rid you of everything that blocks his love. Not because he's harsh, but because he knows you and he wants you to be happy. And so Paul's instruction here is put to death what is earthly in you. Because we still, each and every one of us, have things in us that are earthly. I want to read a quick passage from Dr. Ralph Martin's book, Fulfillment of All Desire. And we began to go through this as a staff of Renewal Ministries during kind of an Advent season, talking about chapter 4 of the biblical worldview of the saints. And in the part that we were talking about, St. Catherine of Siena and St. Bernard of Clairvaux begin to kind of introduce what God is instructing them and giving them visions of hell and also of the glory of heaven. And there's a quote about what it will be like. And I know some of you are probably listening to this in the morning and you're like, we're really going to go into like a quote of what hell is going to be like at 6 in the morning when I'm listening to this, you know, but buckle up. All right. The Holy Spirit is with you. We don't waste any time on this show, but there's a quote from St. Catherine talking about this and talking about those who will be burned up in the eternal fire. It says, their disordered love for themselves, out of which grew all their wickedness, will burn and torture them intolerably. For along with pride, it is the head and source of all evil. And you're like, okay, I'm not going to be burning in hell. Why are you reading this to me? That St. Catherine is talking about the people who are in hell. They will be burning there. But I just was so struck by this and this idea, as we read, of put to death what is earthly in you. Put to death what is evil in you. And I think there's something that the Lord has been calling me deeper in such, friends, in such a gentle way. But in a real way, in an intense way, to look at my heart. And yes, I'm not burning up in the fires of hell. You know, that's not what I'm saying. But there was something that struck me about their disordered love for themselves. A disordered love for self. And you might be like, this doesn't apply to me because I actually hate myself. I have self-hatred. And actually, friends, even self-hatred is a disordered love of self. Is a disordered way of actually preserving ourselves. It's a disordered pride and ego. And each one of us has been profoundly wounded by sin. And we've been baptized, but in us is concupiscence. And as we're becoming the new man, renewed after the image of God that we're going to talk about later this week, as we're becoming that and our sinful nature is falling away, that original wound is being healed. And that original wound, so much of it is a rebellion against God that's fueled and gives result to a disordered love of self. Any way that we look at sin, when we look at how we're sinning in relationships, when we look at things, the root of that wickedness, as St. Catherine's saying here, is a result of a disordered love for self. And so God is inviting us. you know, as we're in relationships and we're mean to somebody, or we're sinful in a particular way, it's almost always to protect ourselves. It's almost always to put up walls around ourselves. It's almost always to be the one to feel a certain way, to care for our own hearts in a certain way. And it's not giving that care over to God. Because so much of our lives and so much of our thoughts are about ourselves, the disordered selfishness. That's why we grasp at the apple to say, I can get what I want for myself instead of receiving it from God. And so what God's inviting us to do in putting to death what is earthly in us is he's saying there's something in you, this disordered love of self, which if we don't allow God's power to help us kill this and grow, to put it to death, not just put it away, not just set it away for a while, but to put to death in us what is earthly, that disordered love of self will produce in us profound wickedness. And none of us is immune, not because you're a terrible person, not because God is so harsh on you, not because you've done the worst things ever, but because we're human. And in human nature is goodness, all this kind of stuff, but it's also rebellion. It's also turning away from God. It's also making ourselves God. And so God is giving us this beautiful invitation, put to death what is earthly in you. Okay, if you believe it or not, that was all the intro for today. So we're going to pray. I realize we could just keep going and going, and we got a number of minutes in and we didn't even pray yet. So we're going to pray, and then we're going to go a little bit further into the verse. Let's see what Paul is inviting us to put to death. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, thank you so much for the word that you're already speaking to us. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, which gives us the power to put things to death. Thank you that you care enough for us to search us out, to track us down, to find us and help us put these things to death so we can be holy, because you hate these things in us. You desire us to live whole lives, and you desire us to be with you forever in heaven. And so show us ways that we're indulging in disordered self-love, that we're putting ourselves as kings, as we're putting ourselves as the one who reigns over our own hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and help us as we continue in this passage today. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So verse 5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. We're going to stop there again because we still have a lot to talk about. So that verse 5, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. And so again, we see this action. We're talking about putting, what is the process of putting something to death? You have to identify these things in you. We have to identify these things that are earthly in them. And then friends, I just want to put this point home. We need to do an action. We need to do actions. There's another point where St. Bernard of Clairvaux is talking about the fear of the Lord. And he says, Dr. Ralph Martin in his book says, Bernard tells us that we don't learn wisdom in a lecture hall, but in an encounter with the Lord, which produces an appropriate fear of the Lord. So we begin to see these things in us and put them to death when the fear of the Lord comes upon us. But what I'm trying to get at here, and what I love so much, is that St. Bernard of Clairvaux talks about fear of the Lord produces action. It produces a movement of the will. He says, for there we listen to wisdom as a teacher in a lecture hall, delivering an all-embracing discourse. Here we receive it within us. There our minds are enlightened, and here our wills are moved to decision. It's like this thing, we have this experience with God. God is drawing us deeper into his word. And we're like, man, my life is hidden with Christ and God. I have this amazing destiny
God, I love you. You love me. I'm beginning to move in your love. I've been touched by you. And then it doesn't just stay into this head knowledge. A real touch from the Lord, the King of Kings, moves us. He's saying, move into action. Instruction doesn't just move us into contemplation. It moves us into action. I love the description of St. Catherine of Siena. It says she encountered the Lord and she was contemplative and charismatic. She was so active. People often remarked of how much she did. She began to move in a new way in the world. And the reality is, in our own lives, friends, there's too many of us that are sitting still. Yes, we need to have that silent prayer time. Yes, we don't want to get burnt out. Yes, we need to have boundaries in our life. Yes, all of those things are true. But the encounter with the living God moves us to do something. And Paul is saying here, make an act of the will. Choose to put these things to death. Make a choice. Look at what is earthly in you, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness. Covetousness, wanting what somebody else has, fornication, sexual sin, impurity of heart, of action, and of heart and of mind. Because the pure of heart will see God. Evil desire, which is idolatry. These things are idolatry. We talked about at the beginning, not just setting these things aside. Because oftentimes I think what happens in our initial conversion is we set like the intense forms of things aside. Like you see people, they come to the Lord and they're like, okay, I'm not going to have sex outside of marriage. Or I'm free from pornography. But then as we follow the Lord, impurity begins to come in our hearts. We're making little compromises. We're sticking on the show that we're watching that maybe doesn't sit right. And we feel like the Holy Spirit's asking us to turn off. But we're like, yeah, there's nothing that explicit in it. We're nursing a grudge. We're indulging in gossip. We're just indulging. A big thing is like indulging in the culture of just constantly looking at what does the world have to offer and how can I get the next best thing and how can I look forward to the next cool experience in my life? All of these different things. And we're indulging. We're going. And we're getting caught up in the ways of the world and we're not seeking the beauty of Christ. And he's saying these things are idolatry, these earthly things. They're idols, and we have to crush them. But oftentimes we put them away for later because our idols soothe us. Our idols give us what we want. Our idols stand in the gap sometimes for us when it feels like God is taking too long on the promise. When we want something from him where we're like, yes, Lord, I know I'm seated in heavenly places, but I'm down here in the trenches and you're not bringing me my husband. You're not bringing me the thing I'm asking for. You're not healing that circumstance. So I'm just going to go to watching TV a little bit longer. I'm just going to go to talking to that guy that's not good for me. I'm just going to go back to that friendship that's just filling that gap that the Lord should fill. And instead of being dependent on him, we give in to little forms of fornication, little forms of impurity, little forms of evil desire. And those things then begin to take up space in our heart again. We're giving homage to our idols. And we're again bringing back those earthly things. And so Paul is saying, crush them. Crush the idols that are in your life. Put to death what is earthly in your heart. Put to death what is earthly in your heart. Make that choice. An act of the will. I want to read that again. He says, our minds are enlightened and here our wills are moved to decision. Lord, we pray that as we listen to this, our wills would be moved to decision. Move our wills to do something new, to change in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.